What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Is Silas Devery Jr. He's playing point guard for Georgia, and they got a huge game coming up against Auburn. It's going to be electric at Stegman. Silas, welcome to Dukes of Bell. Hey, man, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Appreciate you, man. Let's talk about the last night's situation with Tennessee. I mean, you guys have been playing so well. You beat Kentucky earlier this year, beat Oklahoma. What do you think happened last night and the development of this team as you guys continue to grow together?
I would say it just happened last night. I think a better team just got us on one of our off nights. They played very well. They shot it very well. They turned us over a couple of times. I think we kind of hurt ourselves when they started pressing us just with some lackadaisical turnovers. But out of all the negatives, I think our positive was we responded even when they went on their big run. But like you said, the growth with this team is we just want to take it one game at a time, be where our feet are. You know, we've played a lot of tough games, and we have tough games coming up. I think we played like five top-ranked teams, and then looking into the future into our schedule, we play another four or five. So it's just about being confident, not losing confidence, and not wavering, you know, following the coach's game plan and just giving each other confidence when we can.
Yes, Alice. I mean, the SEC is loaded. We were just talking about it before you came on. Georgia's 23. It seems like so many teams are going to make it to the tournament. One thing we were always curious about, now with this new age of NIL, I know you were going to go to USC. Why'd you go with Mike White in Georgia?
I just felt like they just had the better plan for me, the better situation. And just when they came and talked to my family and I took a visit, it just felt like nothing but home. And I feel like everything Coach White has said has came to fruition for me. So I just think that's a testimony to just him being honest and just us coming together and working, especially in year two, just the growth that we've had from last year to this year. So,
Silas, did you feel like you got, and I'm asking, false promises from other coaches, and we don't need to name them, versus the way Mike White approached you? And what was the selling point? Like, what did he tell you what was going to happen, and why are you so happy there at Georgia?
I wouldn't say it was false promises. Just things just didn't start to feel like how I felt at the beginning with the relationship I built with that school. So I just felt it was best for me just to kind of move on and find the best situation. I think Coach White and them just attacked it head on. Like I said, when they came and saw my family and I, they had a plan. They showed me how they wanted to use me within their program and how to grow in the city of Athens in the state of Georgia. So I just think it was just the best plan. And Coach White, you know, he's an everyday guy. And we kind of resemble each other a lot.
It is Silas Demery, guys, from the Georgia Bulldogs, man, getting ready for Auburn at 1 o'clock on Saturday at Stegman. How you liking Athens, man? How you liking the vibe out there?
Man, I love it here. It's just being a – just seeing the fans and everything be interested in coming to the basketball games and selling out the games, it's just been nothing but a lot of fun. Because last year we started something, fans started coming more and more to the games. And then this year, you know, just winning those games and winning those top AP matchups, I feel like it's just a lot of fun when you go around campus and people know who you are. You're going into different restaurants, people know who you are, asking to take pictures. I think we're just in a good place in Athens, and I think you can kind of say we're not just a football school anymore.
Yeah, right. They are a top 25 team, Mike. Mm-hmm. Broke into the top 25 this week, which is great, and I think they'll stay there. Talk about where you've improved, because, you know, you can score. We know that. You are averaging, I think, 12 or 13 a game. But the fact is, I think your defense has improved. Do you feel that way, and where do you feel like you need more improvement?
I definitely just felt like just – my whole confidence about my game has just grown from last year to this year. Just the coaches, you know, just watching film and seeing where I can be aggressive and seeing where I can be better. But I think I've grown in just having the confidence in taking those open threes. I think my percent has went up a good amount. Like, all my percents have went up this year. So I think it's just the confidence, really, just knowing that I work on my game day in and day out, and then just being able to showcase it when it needs to be shown.
I know we talk so much about, you know, the NBA gets guys who do the one and dones, and you wish guys would stick around. And, you know, the idea that, you know, you've had 2 years now, are you going to stick around, or are you feeling, maybe it's time to jump?
I would just say, for me, it's kind of just, like, I have a great relationship with God. Mm. And I just, whenever that time is right, and when God feels like it's time for me to go, I feel like that'll happen. But I try not to think about that. I kind of more so worried about how I can be better and leading my team and helping us win games rather than worrying about the NBA, because I feel like if we win games and we get to the tournament, I feel like all that I'll take care of itself.
Right. And Silas, not to get in your pocket, but with NIL, does it give you a little more, you know, flexibility?
I would say it definitely does give you a little bit of flexibility, because you can help out your family. And then even looking back, like, I like to help out in the community. I remember going home last year and doing a Christmas drive. So just being able to, you know, do certain things and be able to show that, like, show myself outside of basketball, I think NIL has been a blessing.
Silas, your dad was a professional athlete. Talk a little bit about that, man.
Yeah, my dad played professionally in the Arena Football League, played for a couple of different teams. But I just think him being a professional kind of showed me early how to take care of my body, be a professional. Like, if I want to do this, I have to be 100% bought in. Like, I have to, and you know, sometimes you have to sacrifice different things. Like, you can't do what your friends are doing sometimes. And I think him just being able to show me that at a young age, and then me growing, and him letting me bump my head a few times and me learning on my own, I think that helped me grow into the person I am now.
Silas Demery Jr. joining us. UGA men's basketball, they got a big one against number one Auburn on Saturday, guys, at home. And Mike said it, tickets are hot, and they should be. Dogs are playing really well. What's the hardest thing about being a college athlete right now?
I would just say being able to deal with all the noise that gets thrown at you. I think now that NIL is a thing, people kind of say you hold you to a certain standard. And I think it's hard when you lose games and you see your fans kind of like really talk bad about you, but then you play good and they talk good. So I think just the biggest thing is just mental health. I think guys being able to put their phone down and get away from social media, just being able to get away, because I think sometimes guys get so caught up within the media and start reading those things and start believing and doubting themselves. So I just say mental health is really the biggest thing with being a college athlete, because you go through so much.
That's really cool, man. Give us the insight. By the way, what is the craziest vibe in the SEC? What's the toughest gym to play in?
So far, I'd probably say Tennessee was probably the craziest, because I feel like the teams we play that are ranked this year, I didn't get to play at their arenas last year, so I think this year I'll get to see like those away games and who has kind of some of the craziest crowds. But I would say Tennessee was probably, because once it got loud, it stayed loud the rest of the game. So,
you cool with some of the cats on the football team, man?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely cool with some of those guys. You know, I talk to them from time to time, see them around campus, so.
Yeah, I just, you know, that vibe you're talking about, I guess that synergy between the football and basketball and how you guys support each other. I know those guys show up for your games as well, and I know you guys go to their games. So, you know, that's the way it should be, man, and I'm with you. Georgia is coming. It should be a very good year. And, Silas, we wish you nothing but the best, brother. Good luck.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all.